You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 94 for the 4th of April, 2017.
Welcome to the ARC 365 podcast. I'm Sarah Head, host of the Archaeological Fantasies podcast. I and my co-hosts, Ken Fader and Jeb Card, bring you a fun and interesting podcast every 2 weeks about archaeological frauds, myths, and mysteries, to steal a name from Ken Fader's book. Today we're talking a little about why we like the Archaeological Fantasies podcast and why we think it's important that we continue to produce it. Get ready to think critically.
Well, the Archaeological Fantasies podcast, I love doing it. It's a great podcast because I'm in it. Well, no, that's not true. It's because we have this wonderful synergy between the three of us, Sarah, Jeb, and I, and that we've honed that. It didn't start that way, but I think at this point, we do a really good job of presenting the perspective of real-deal archaeologists on some of these claims that are often promulgated in popular media. You see them on cable, you see them on the web, and that the average person looks at that stuff and says, well, I wonder if there's anything to that. And I think that we dissect those claims and we recognize those cases where, you know what, we need more evidence, but we also recognize those cases in which the evidence clearly shows, you know, there ain't no ancient astronauts and there was no lost Atlantis and the ghosts do not haunt archaeological sites. And I think that's an important thing that we do. Either you can interpret it that way, or you could say that Jeb, Sarah, and I are members of the Illuminati, and we're trying to hide the truth from all you benighted people out there listening to the podcast. But don't take that seriously, okay?
Well, we all have a code. We all have a code key command word. When somebody says it, we turn into agents due to hypnotic suggestions of the Illuminati. But other than those times, the reason I love the show and Ken's covered, we're doing science. We get to talk to people. We get to swear more than we do in class. We get to tell the truth. But every 2 weeks, a couple hours, where we do talk about Atlantis and monsters and other kinds of crazy stuff. And here's the thing. We get to talk about like actually looking for these things and evidence, which is why we end up usually being pretty negative, because we're actually looking for evidence rather than just saying, oh, could it be? It's like, yeah, you know what? I actually want to know. And so we try to be funny, but sometimes we get a little frustrated because this is something we actually like think is cool and think is interesting because it's how people engage with science and they want to know about the world. So we try to do that. And we then often sometimes run into people that don't seem to actually care other than to get somebody to buy their new book. And it's much more fun to frankly go through, well, what's the evidence? Because, you know, maybe there'll be that one day we do the show and we realize, holy crap, we just discovered Atlantean zippers.
Absolutely.
If we ever find Atlantis, man, we're made. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I like about this show, and I
get
really,
a tenure track.
Right, exactly. I like about the show is I'm really proud of it. It's 3 years old. Now, it's gone a lot longer and a lot farther than I ever thought that it would. And back when it was just a, hey, let's see if Ken Fader might want to be on a podcast with us. It is really grown from the awkward conversations that Ken and I used to have at the very beginning to like the full roundtable that we have now with Ken, Jennifer, and I. And I love the fact that we can take a topic and we can break it down and we can present the actual facts. And we can present it in a really entertaining way that people seem to enjoy listening to. Plus, we can make fun of each other and the crazy ideas that we come across. And in the end, I feel like people leave the show knowing a lot more about a topic than when they started the show. And I love the fact that people have been emailing us recently, trying to interact with us and tell us what they know about different topics. And I am very, very proud of how well this show has developed. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next year and a half again.
Yeah, no, you've said, I mean, I'm pretty sure we are pretty big when it comes to, you know, how many people listen and all that sort of thing. And the fact that you've been able to set up this template of we're going to do science, we're going to do topics people want to hear about, and we're going to do it in a fun and also informational way is really great.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty clear you listen to this podcast. We have a ton of fun doing it. And I think that rubs off. I think that that shows. And I can't speak for anybody else here, but what I think this for me, this is this typical scenario of growing up as a kid, man, I really wanted to believe all this stuff. I wanted to believe in psychic archaeology and ancient astronauts and ghosts. And I think that that when the reality, when we began, when as a kid began looking at real evidence and write and reading the works of real scientists, you know, you get kind of pissed off. Oh, how, why were these people fooling me? And there is that edge, I think, for all of us of that, God damn it. We wanted this stuff to be true when we were naive kids, but now we know, you know what? The evidence doesn't support it. And I, and again, I think that, that comes across in the podcast as well.
And I think not only discovering, I mean, I think we all came from the same place that Ken came from, but for me, discovering that it's not aliens and it's not giants and it's not Atlanteans. It was actual people doing actual things, building really cool stuff and having this really advanced technology on their own. I think that's the cool part for me is like realizing as an archaeologist how awesome human beings can really be when we put our minds to it.
So. And I would go on the flip side of that. That's all true. But the fact that this is what people clearly are interested in as well has taught me a lot about what archaeology is and what it means to delve into the past and what it means to look at ancestors and what it means to try to like probe and, you know, understand nature through scientific means. The fact that this stuff on the one hand seems goofy, on the other hand, is what people think scientists often do. I think that's actually a really important thing that'll frankly, a lot of our peers kind of ignore at their own not even their own peril, though at their own peril, but also at their own loss.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I do think it's important that we show people how archaeologists and how scientists think, how we evaluate, and how we come to the conclusions that we come to. Whether you agree with us or not, that is the scientific method, and that is us applying it to the things and the evidence that we have at hand.
Yeah. And on the other hand, also showing archaeologists how people think and how archaeologists think, and they may not know it.
Exactly. Well, guys, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolute.
Yes.
Looking forward to another year of us yelling about crazy stuff.
Absolutely.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.